I have been given a baseball emblazoned with a map of the New York City subways, a novelty item complete with the violet number 7 line, the train that clatters out to Shea. Too often in the 70s in the rain, I saw the Mets lose there, among anonymous fans under orange and blue umbrellas, or the occasional grocery bag. There's a woman I know now whose son has died. She should have the ball. In the stadium this evening, the anonymous fans are hiding under orange and blue umbrellas or the occasional grocery bag. And I can see her son happy there at last, fidgety in the bleachers. The lights light up the field perfectly in the buggy, humid night. It's like being inside a pretty thought. When the small, sodden crowd, are they angels, begins to chant, "Let's go, Mets." Someone changes the chant to, "Let's go home." What would she do with the ball? Whatever she wants. Whatever we do with anything.